Violet Sorengale's world has been turned upside down. After surviving her brutal first year at Basgiath War College, she's discovered that Aredia, supposedly destroyed years ago, still stands as a fortress carved into a mountainside, headquarters for a rebellion against General Melgrin. Even more shocking, her brother Brennan, presumed dead for 6 years, fights with these rebels. The political landscape grows increasingly precarious as magical relics mask bearers from detection, allowing the rebellion to rebuild right under Melgrin's nose. But time is running short. They have barely a year before the Venon advance becomes unstoppable. These dark wielders with blood-red veined eyes are creating wyverns drawn to the energy in Basgiath's hatching grounds, threatening to overrun Navarre's borders. What makes this world so compelling is its unflinching brutality. Dragon riders face constant danger, with death rates so high that instructors advise cadets not to form attachments to first years until after threshing. Yet within this harshness, deep bonds form between riders and dragons, between squadmates, and between lovers, creating a powerful emotional core that drives everything forward. At the heart of this tale lies the tumultuous relationship between Violet and Zaiden Ryerson. Their connection is electric, literally as Violet's signet ability manifests as lightning, but complicated by their positions on opposite sides of a brewing conflict. Assigned to posts a full day's flight apart, they're limited to brief hours together during alternating leaves. Their relationship balances passion against secrets. "We aren't happening, remember? That's your choice," Violet tells him, though Zaiden insists she still loves him. During one visit to Samara, their tension erupts into passionate kissing, but Zaiden pulls back, wanting more than physical intimacy. He wants her love and trust back. Trust becomes their central issue when Violet discovers Zayden's hidden second signet. He's an intensic who can read intentions, an ability carrying a death sentence among riders. This revelation forces both to confront their vulnerabilities in a world where vulnerability often means death. Power in this world exacts steep costs. Violet's lightning ability risks burnout, a potentially fatal overheating condition. During punishment with Major Varish, she's forced to summon lightning repeatedly until her muscles seize, trapping the power inside her. Magic demands balance. Whatever power is taken will be recouped, and the wielder doesn't determine the price. This principle manifests throughout the story. Jack Barlow leaves gray handprints where he drains Dane's power, and Violet's skin blisters when she pushes beyond safe limits to activate the Wardstone. The novel also explores power through political dimensions. The Marked Ones operate in a precarious position, technically committing treason while fighting for their beliefs. Basgiath's leadership maintains control through interrogation and torture, while General Sorengale sacrifices relationships with her children to maintain authority. What price would you pay for power to protect loved ones? What happens when that power corrupts? These questions create moral complexity that forces confrontation with uncomfortable truths. The relationship between dragons and riders forms the emotional core of this story. These aren't mere mounts, but intelligent beings with their own agendas. Tern, Violet's massive black dragon, is arrogant yet protective, communicating mentally with her through entertaining dialogue. Their relationship blends dry humor with mutual respect. When Violet asks if he knows how to raise wards, Tern remarks he's not 600 years old. When she recklessly jumps from his back during battle, his fury is matched by his determination to catch her. Equally compelling is Violet's bond with Arndana, a gold hatchling who transforms into an adolescent with iridescent black scales, a rare seventh breed capable of changing color who waited centuries for Violet. The novel suggests dragons have never been entirely truthful with riders, each using the other for their purposes. This becomes clear when Tern declares dragons do not answer to humans and forces Major Varish to apologize to Violet, revealing the complex power dynamics between these ancient partners. Knowledge functions as currency throughout the plot. Violet discovers Basgiath's archives are deliberately incomplete. Texts about wyverns are missing, and Cadet Jossic was killed after requesting a non-existent book, suggesting institutional censorship. The central quest involves finding instructions to activate Aretia's wardstone. Violet's group learns that journals from Lyra and Warwick, two of the first six riders, are stored in Basgiath's vault, prompting a heist requiring Prince Eric's royal blood for access. The journals reveal how the first six built the original wards, placing wardstones where dragons felt the deepest currents of magic. Violet later discovers they've mistranslated a critical symbol. Blood should be breath, meaning the six refers to dragons, not riders. This creates an ethical dilemma. Raising the wards will eliminate Flyer's ability to channel. Violet decides to tell the Flyers this truth before informing the Assembly. Throughout the novel, characters must decide which secrets to keep and which to share, with profound consequences either way. Iron Flame portrays friendship as a fierce alliance forged through shared danger. Violet's squad, Rhiannon, Rydock, and Sawyer, form her core support system, standing by her even when she can't fully confide in them. When she finally reveals the truth about the Venon threat, they immediately focus on solutions rather than judgment. Violet and Imogen build trust through morning runs that create space to process their shared nightmares. When Violet makes an impossible battle choice to save Sawyer, Imogen truly understands. The most poignant relationship develops between Violet and Sloane Mary, Liam's sister, who initially despises Violet. "I know what really happened. You got my brother killed." Despite this hostility, Violet keeps Sloane in her squad, honoring her promise to protect her. Their relationship transforms when Violet secretly helps Sloane win her combat challenge. Later, Violet offers a deal. If Sloane trains with Imogen, Violet will share one of Liam's 50 saved letters each week, a compassionate gesture that begins healing their relationship. The climactic battle against the Venon brings a devastating finale when the Wardstone breaks, leaving Navarre facing 1,000 wyvern. General Melgren plans to abandon the fortress, using cadets as a distraction, but Violet insists she can raise the wards. When Melgren refuses, Zayden leverages their political significance by threatening to withdraw his forces. In the brutal battle, Violet becomes a storm incarnate, unleashing lightning while pushing dangerously past her limits. The cost is enormous. Sawyer loses his leg, and countless riders and dragons perish. As Violet attempts to charge the Wardstone, her body burning from within, her mother sacrifices herself to activate it, using Sloane as a power conduit. As wards rise and wyverns fall, Violet and her siblings mourn amid victory celebrations. The novel ends with a chilling revelation when Violet finds Zayden with a faint red ring around his irises, suggesting Venon infection. In this world where power demands payment, what price are we willing to pay for those we love? And when the battle ends, will we recognize what or who remains?